gospel of truth, the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. One of the things I tell people all the time about myself, you'll know where I stand. We may not agree, but you'll know where I stand, and that's what we need to do as Christians. We need to let people, when they come up to you, they should say, yep, Brother Patterson, he doesn't believe, he believes this way. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you have to fight about it, but they ought to know where you stand. And that's what we need to promote and push. I said, I'm not here to fight you. This is the way I believe, and this is what the gospel tells me, and I can show you what the gospel tells me. Me and James were just having a talk. I can show you what the gospel said, then you decide, but I'm not changing who I am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think we need to be careful we don't allow ourselves to become accustomed to what we see. Change the channel.
Exactly.
That also tells these companies who put this stuff out and monitor what you watch, they'll know what people aren't looking at.
Exactly. The Bible teaches us to be transformed, mm-hmm. not conformed, right? And we were speaking about what's going on in the world today, and you know, we like the sister said, we don't want to get to the point that we just give in and give out. Oh, well, you know, everybody, I'm tired. You know, I'm just tired of doing the right thing, and you know, I'm praying, ain't nothing happening. I'm praying for the fire to go up, somebody to start another one. I'm praying for the war to end. There's another war happening, right? I'm praying for, you know, this and that, and it's still, you know, the devil want to wear us out to the point that we just stop this quick, right? The ones who was drinking, grab a bottle. The one who's doing drugs, just get high, get it over with. You know, just give in. You know, I'm tired of, you know. But we are not to be weary in what? Well, doing. Because this thing will wear us out. Mm-hmm. And you know, the important thing is for us not to wear one another out. Because that can happen. We could be our own enemies. Are you with me? And wear one another out through separation, through segregation. You know, just like this church, you know, this Church of Christ saying, we're right, they're not right. But we're all Church of Christ, right? But this one ain't right, and that one ain't right, and the other one ain't right, right? Jesus says, this is what Jesus told us to do. He said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. Are you with that? There will be some who say that you ain't. Some might say that you are and you're not. But you just be what Christ would have you to be. You know, just like, excuse the expression, but if this building was full, that don't mean everybody going to heaven. Mm-hmm. Are you with that? The one who's doing God, who's truly doing God's will, who's rooted in Christ, grounded in Christ, that's the one who's going to make it. But there's some. Even like I said, if you have to have two or three services because you got so many people, right? Everybody might not be making it, right? So what it is for us to have a relationship with the Lord that's unmovable, unshakable, right? You may have a preacher preaching, he ain't no good. You be good. You may have a deacon that fell. You be good. Are you with me? But one of the things what the devil wants us to do is divide our house. A house divided will what? Fall. A house is just like the marriage. Are you with me? If that house is divided, right? Ain't no need to come telling somebody else, you know, because if the person know that your house is divided, you come out that house telling them, you know, you should read the Bible. They said, man, you look at your house, right? Get our own house in order. I'm not saying that you don't do it now, but get your own house in order before you, you know. It's just like the Bible teaches us, right? the man that saw the mote in his brother's eye, right?
So to speak.
Don't recognize that there's a beam in his own eye. So in this, we have to remember this is a fight together thing, not a fight against. We need to be one. If we're an apple tree, when a person come, they ought to see what? Apples. Are you with me? They ought to see what we are. If I'm an apple tree and someone come and they see a grapefruit, something bad is wrong. Are you with me? Something is wrong. When they come, they ought to see what, they got to, you know. Are you with me? But we, many of us, we're getting worn down, worn out. Are you with me? And you know, to tell you the truth, sometimes we're, especially me, I'm doing it to myself. Because I like to look at TV a lot, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and every time I look around at something on the TV I shouldn't be looking at. Mm-hmm. And what do you do? Mm-hmm. You turn that TV off and you keep walking by it. You know, you just, you want to know what's, you know, but that TV, right, even the internet, right, hear me now, please hear Brother Patterson, right, here, please hear me, you have something?
Yeah, believe me, I'm listening.
I was in church, and I used to use my phone as a Bible. Okay, you know, hold on, mm-hmm. And I got it up, and I hit it. I naked lady was on it. Mm-hmm. I said, "Whoa!" And I tried to get it off, and it won't go off right away. Mm-hmm. I said, "What is this?" Mm-hmm. Right now, I was looking at the people. You know, I said, "I hope y'all don't," you know, but nobody. I don't think nobody seen it, right? Mm-hmm. But I was hoping that nobody seen this, and how did that get on my phone? Mm-hmm. What did I do? Did I press the wrong button? But this happened. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do it. Told my wife, so I ain't hiding now, right? But, yes, I pushed the button for the Bible, right? And this thing came up on my phone. So, where are we? Are you with me? The devil getting to us by our gadgets, mm-hmm. that we created. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? And messing us up. You know, it's you know, we get messed up, and we're doing it really to ourselves.
Yeah. Excuse me. I agree with you, bro, because I've had that happen to me.
It did?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also found out you can't accept everybody on your phone that wants to be your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, people get friend requests, and I don't know what it is about this thing on the phone, but you got to have so many followers or so many friends.
Right, right, right.
When you're in need, where are they then? You know,
uh-huh.
So, you know, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Uh-huh.
But just to say you got so many followers or so many friends, it's not benefiting you. So, if you accept somebody that say, because I know you, and somebody come on my phone and say, with friend request, and I touch them to see who they are and who are their friends, and I see your picture come up, I say, oh, they know Brother Patterson, so they must know, you know, they know they got you as a friend, so then I'm going to accept them as my friend. And they got foul language and all kinds of stuff and coming up on theirs, it could come into my phone the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. I mean, that may not be so, but I believe that that's one way, but I don't accept everybody, even though they may know somebody that I know. You can't accept everybody on your phone, because that's another way for them to get access,
exactly.
to your phone.
And right
or
now,
computer.
And right now, they're getting into our banks, if they, you know.
What?
You know, getting right in it.
That what happened to you also happened to me.
Okay. Thank you.
It, yeah. But we have choices.
Uh-huh.
With our phone, with our TV. Because if something, if I turn to something on my TV and it start out nice, oh yeah, I'm going to look at this. You know, I'm thinking it's wholesome.
Uh-huh.
And it get crazy. Then I turn it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If there's a whole lot on your TV that you can look at, mm-hmm. that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to look at that bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of stuff on your phone. Whole lot of apps that you don't have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Just because somebody else got it or whatever. We have choices.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to choose
mm-hmm.
what God wants.
Exactly.
To
and,
choose.
And to hitch on to that. Like you said, we choose,
mm-hmm.
right? The best thing for us.
Yeah.
Be wise in yeah. your living.
Yeah.
Are you with me? We have to be wise because if we're not wise in it, someone says like this, if you fall for anything, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I put it another way. If you don't stand for the right thing, you'll fall for anything.
Yes.
Are you with me? Because we could stand for the wrong thing also. Mm-hmm. But if you don't stand for the right thing, you're going to fall for anything. And we will fall, you know, if we don't get control of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're supposed to have control. But let me tell you along to this, and I'm going to get to you, right? That TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you could be sitting down there, you could look at it, and then something come up, you said, I got to change. Right, like I was looking at some stories and two women, and I said, you know, I can't look at it. And you change it to another channel, same thing. Then you change it to another channel, same thing. Then you turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? Then you pay Comcast every month.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? So what's maybe the best thing for us to do? Get rid of the okay. Get rid of the internet, but then again, even on the regular TVs,
mm-hmm.
right? Even on the commercials.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do?
Cut it off. Don't look at it. If you can't find something on your TV mm-hmm. that's wholesome,
yes, ma'am.
Cut it off.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't look at it.
Okay.
Read.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying to say you, but if the TV or the telephone or any other device that you have that all this bad stuff is popping up on, because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to find it. Then if it's all that bad, not for you, for say just you, but just you in general,
mm-hmm.
cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Find something else.
Yes, sir.
Find something else good to do, because you can find something else to do that's just as bad as you watching.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's on TV,
yes,
you know, or whatever.
You know, getting ready to ban TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Already banned. It's all out.
Ban TikTok. People are going crazy to lose TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I know
for the federal government, that program accesses your phone and allows them to do whatever they want and see whatever they want with their phone. So it's a danger.
Mm-hmm.
People put pleasure over danger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. They're going crazy because they're not no longer be able to do TikTok. But with the TikTok program, they can access your phone and see what's going on and put things across your phone that you don't want to cross over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We've known that for years
mm-hmm.
from the federal government. That's why if the federal government bans it, that'll tell you something right there.
Right.
That's bad, bad.
Right.
They have control of stuff that they don't want to. As a federal employee, I was not allowed to have TikTok
mm-hmm.
on my phone while I'm at work because of the surveillance stuff they can do with TikTok.
Crazy.
People are going crazy.
But they're not listening. They are just me. I was making money. What? This is the only thing. No, what did you do before? This is my thing. What did we do before all of this stuff came up? I'm not going to say that all of it came up to be bad, but bad creeps in.
Mm-hmm.
It's an avenue. And I guess those who are on Facebook, I am not. And I don't really know a whole lot about TikTok. I know sometimes it will come through my phone, little funny stuff. That's all I've ever seen. But I didn't know it was as wide and as big
mm-hmm.
as it is. And then they all other stuff, so I heard about it. But that's the devil's enemy. He's in everything. And then people let their children watch this stuff. I can't get with that for people letting 7 and 8 year olds on this stuff. Put it in. Why do you on TikTok?
Go out and play.
I don't. The devil is, and I had said this years and years and years ago in church, because we was having this similar conversation, and there wasn't no Facebook and stuff. But the devil is there. He's getting our children, and we are allowing it. We are allowing it. You know, why do a 5, 6, 7 year old child have a phone? Teach them with a telephone. You know, we allow these things. We are giving our children these things, and then we're not monitoring, you know, what they're looking at. And the devil is sitting back laughing, legs crossed. Yeah, I got, if I can't get you, I get your child. That's because you can see that. It's here in the world. I don't have small children anymore. My grandkids are all grown. The last one just turned 18. But Lord, I got to pray for, because they can get into so much and they think it's innocent, but it's not.
You know,
it's sad.
Let me, because you bring up a lot of good stuff, right? The Bible teaches that when you remember back in the days when Pharaoh, he was sick of Israel growing. Mm-hmm. Israel was multiplying. Mm-hmm. And he was, and so he didn't kill the fathers, right? He wanted to kill the children. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for that? Mm-hmm. He wanted to go after the children. Jesus was born, and Herod heard about this king, this baby coming. He didn't circumcise the fathers. Right? So, are you ready to say? Mm-hmm. He went for the what?
The children.
Yeah. The children. Mm-hmm. You see? He went for the children. And that's when we look at us, when we first are baptized, right? We are children.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil, he will come after us just like that. Mm-hmm. Now, he will come after us after we're grown in Christ. But it's just like the Bible teaches about a lion seeking to devour whom he may. Mm-hmm. If you ever look at the nature stories, mm-hmm. you'll see a lion, right? Mm-hmm. Or any predator, right? Yeah. They would more likely go after what?
The younger one.
Because the younger one don't know where to run. Mm-hmm. They could be running with, and then, you know, just running, you know, and not paying attention, and then the herd is going this way, and they'll run that way, right? Mm-hmm. They would count on the young. Are you with me? So like you said, we have to, you know, train our children up. We have to train them up. Not wait till they get up, but train them up. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? And train our grandkids up. And if we're able to be great grand, you know, hey, help, you know, because it's the children. Yeah. Are you with me? It's the young ones, right? And shame on the old ones if they follow that. Are you with me? Who were there?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about Sister Dolores and I were just talking about. Now, Jesus, right. I mean, if Satan tempted Jesus, who are we?
That's right.
Know he's going to come after us, and he'll do it to our friends, mm-hmm. and our family, mm-hmm. and then, like, as far as the children, kills me with this door closed, and you come in my room, and they ain't paying a dime, and said, you know, the phones and all that, we give them too much, I said, train up, not let somebody else do it.
Yeah.
I could imagine, you know, my daddy, my dad was 6'3", whatever, right? And he would hit you, right? He would hit you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I could imagine he trumpeted over my door. Dad, would you please knock on my door? Please. You know?
What door? What door is yours?
You know? What? things are changing now, like the Bible says, it would be changing. It says parents, the children will fight against parents, parents get killed, so forth and so on, our house divided, you know, all of this. But as we were saying, right, we should remember this, right, that you spoke about friends, you spoke about family. See, that's what the devil, he tried to get into the close-knit people. Mm-hmm. If you're not close-knitted, you're not together. You with me? If you're a family and you're not close-knitted, you're not together, he can use that, right? Mm-hmm. Are you with me? The Bible teaches us that when we get married, it says, be not unequally yoked with the unrighteous, right? But sometimes what happens is, right, we see a boy out there, we see a girl out there, none of us no more, you know, what I'm just saying, you know, we done way past that. But anyway, but you see, that girl, she's beautiful, right? But she may not have a beautiful heart. That boy, he's handsome, but he might not have a beautiful heart. Are you with me? And then you, a Christian, and you get in with them, and then you say, well, are we going to church this morning? No, you go ahead. Are we going to Bible study this Wednesday? No, you go ahead. We have a revival prayer meeting. We let now you go ahead, right? Then, look, I'm going out to this party. Do you want to go? No, I can't go. I was invited to this birthday party at the club. Can you? When you want to come? No, I can't. You know, that's division. Are you with me? So we ought to have close knit, especially in the church. One body, one unity. You know. In the body, right? Wherein we ought to recognize Satan, what he's doing, right? And we got to fight together. We have to fight together, not one another. Are you with me? Like I said, there's several churches, right? Churches of Christ. They're saying that this one ain't right because of such and such. That one ain't right because of such and such. That one ain't right because of such and such, right? Are you with me? We all are sinners. Are you with me? I remember the Bible teaches that Jesus had went to a Gentile's house and he ate. Yeah. Are you with me? And the Pharisees and the scribes says, he's eating with sinners. Right? If he didn't eat with sinners, he would have to eat by himself. Are you with me? Because we all are what? Sinners. If that was the case, he would have been eating by himself. Yeah. So y'all go out, and I'll call you when I'm finished, you know. But, are you with me? So we as a, Jerry, you want to say that? Oh, I see your hand coming up. But we as a whole, this is how we fight together. And then when we fight, make sure we got bullets. Because we could come out on the battlefield, right? With our weapon, we just cleaned it. Jerry, you know how you clean your weapon, right? You clean it real good and you're ready, right? Then you're going out hunting, right? You're ready. You know, you get out there, you see a deer, you grab your gun, click, I forgot the bullets at the house. Right? I mean, a good one, too. What, a 9, 10-pointer? Is there such a thing?
So many points.
Yeah, you know, 10 points there, and I ain't had my bullet. Mm-hmm. We have to be sharp. We have to study. Okay. We have to, because there's a lot of mess out there. We have to protect ourselves. Then we have to help others to protect themselves. Okay. We like I said, the fires over there in California, right? Now you're hearing about people coming and looting. What kind of heart is that? Right? Your house is burned down, right? And you got some people coming trying to, you know, when the World Trade Center fell, right? They said it was looting down there. Why? What you know, what kind of heart? But this is the world. Bible says this, right? And I quote this a whole lot. You may hear me say this a whole lot. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Are you with me? So this world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Are you with me? We are not to get so involved in this world till we got to steal to get, lie, cheat to get. We are to be able to live in this world with, like Paul says, being content. Mm-hmm. Not being complacent, but being content. Because we could be complacent, right? And you don't have a car, you know. And I don't, you know, hey, I'm good. She don't. You could be complacent. I can catch a cab, you know. Yeah, you can, you know. But we can be complacent, saying, you know, that we don't need and we really do need, you know. But we as Christians, like I said, we are to study to show ourselves approved. We are to study because it's a lot of mess going on, and it's question once again, what do we do? We pray. What do we do? Well, you know, we give. Are you with me? Right now, you don't know who to give to.
Yeah.
Are you with me? Because you give to, I've heard of some associations that people was giving to, and the people take the money and buy cars with it. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? So, who do you, you know, what do we do in these times, you know? It's a mess. It's a mess. And we're living in this mess. But we're not of the mess. We don't make the mess. We live in this world, but we're not what? Of this world. So as Christians, like I said, we study. We keep a pocket full of bullets and don't leave the gun home. You don't bring the gun. You know, keep your weapon and your bullets all the time. Keep your armor, fully armored, because this world is trying to change us. This world is trying to wear us down to nothing. We spoke about the TV. Like your sister said, if you turn it off, right? Change the channel, right? Right? But, you know, I'm just jumping in, right? A little bit, right? Like I said, if I keep turning my TV off, right? Sooner or later, I'm going to say, you know, like, I'm going to call Comcast and say, if y'all don't take this stuff off my TV, I'm going to stop. Comcast will say, are you crazy? Are you with me? You stop it. Are you with me? If you don't want us no more, are you with me? But to have the TV, now, you know, I'm with you now, to have the TV and don't use it, but you pay that bill every month. Are you with me? You know, you might want to think about that. You know, and like I said, even on the, you could be looking at Leave It to Beaver, right? A commercial come on. Are you with me? 2 minutes, right? Then you got to turn it off. Then you, okay, it's butt off. Then you got to turn it back on. That switching off and switching on, you're going to break your TV. Then you got to buy another one.
Leave the room. Leave the room. You got a commercial. When it's time for a commercial.
Yeah.
And I know it's one of the crazy ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can do that.
I just get up, leave the room.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I've been multitasking.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm doing something.
Yes, ma'am. You can do that. That's good exercise.
Leave the TV and close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like I said, just get up. It's a lot of ways mm-hmm. now.
That's right.
A lot of things you can do to change your habits mm-hmm. and what you look at on TV.
That's right.
You don't want to cut it off because you're paying Comcast. Mm-hmm. Leave it on. Leave the room. You get some exercise.
That's
get
right. up. Good and, exercise.
And leave that room because they're going to have about 25 commercials. That's so you got a long time to exercise.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
this is the same, a good example of what Jerry was saying. What I like to follow up and say also the same thing of how the devil is constantly turning down the light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't realize what we're doing because we're following mm-hmm. what other people do.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, we have to be wise
mm-hmm.
in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to throw one more little thing in there. This is a true story that happened a man lost his job because he went in, he wanted to go on a trip. And he went in and told the people he wanted to take off to go take off a few days. You know, go on a trip. They told him, no, you can't take off, you need it. So when the time came for going on a trip, he called in sick. And then he went on the trip. And he was on the phone taking the pictures. He was having such a good time, all on the phone. The folks got wind of it, had the picture of him. Good time, on the trip. He came back, he had no job.
Oh, boy.
Because we don't think. You don't pay attention, we're not wise. You know? And we follow behind with others. We don't listen to what our head tells us what we should do, the wise thing. We're going to do what our heart tells us, do what we want to do to be like everybody else.
Be not wise in your own conceit.
Yeah.
You know, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the way thereof is the way of death.
Yes.
All we have to do is what Christ would do.
Mm-hmm.
We come to any point in life. Any point in life, we just, what would Christ do? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What I read that Christ would do was this. So I'm going to do what? The same thing. Are you with me? Just do what Christ did. You know, we got different people with different answers. We got, you know, just like, Jerry, what's your color? What's your special color?
Brown.
Mine is black. Me and Jerry don't need to be friends. Are you with me? Why does he like brown? What's wrong with black?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? I love black, right? Brother Britt, what's your color?
Blue.
Blue. I like blue too there, right? So me and you, we, you know, I like black and blue. Yes, yes I do. Brother, what's your color?
Green.
Green.
Yeah.
I can go with green. Are you with me? But we're different in some aspects, right? But we don't have to be divided because of that. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? This class that we just had this morning, we hear different opinions. I heard a preacher say it like this, we don't live by opinion, but man, as long as you live it, you're going to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? Mm-hmm. But anyway, we have different ideas. Are you with me? As long as it ain't wrong, hey, what if we find ourselves going out of line or whatever that thing is making us weaker, are you with me? You know, we might need to move it out of the way, you know, just move it completely. And another person could probably handle it better, you know, when another person said, you know, that's the right thing to do. I'm just going to, you know, so forth and so on. But anyway, work together, right? It's going to be division. We see a lot of stuff going on in this world right now, right? What do we do? What could we do? We pray and we give toward it. We pray. And we'd be able to pray. Stay on praying ground. Are you with me? Because if you not on praying ground, there's nothing going up. Are you with me? The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And when we pray together, right, that makes it strong. It's just like working together, just like picking up a table. If I pick this up, it's heavy. Me and Jerry pick it up. It's easier. From McLaughlin, it's easier. Britt, it becomes easier. Are you with me? Because we're doing it what together. And that's what the unity of God is.
Amen.
All right. Jared, would you please close?